This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Paul Ryan has been a disastrous Speaker of the House, and Representative Tom Massie has been fighting him at every turn. He'll be on the show at 4:30 today. Welcome back. Glad you're here. CBSPhilly.com/Rich. My newest column is up, and you can read it there if you like. Today, I'm calling for the repeal of the 21st Amendment to the Constitution, which would then bring back prohibition. Okay? So you can go there and read it if you like, cbsphilly.com/rich. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Zioli Show. Yes, I'm calling for the repeal of the 21st Amendment to the Constitution. All right. So, why would I do that, I wonder? All right, I guess you'll have to read it to find out. And don't make any little comments till you read it either. All right. This, I can't stand that. Here's the thing, and this is what you got to realize. Now, you got to understand a couple things. The misinformation that is put out there every single day in this country, it's a huge misinformation. But I think Larry King might take the cake for being the biggest dope out there. I really do. I think he may take the cake. Somebody, I think it was our buddy Dan on Twitter, tweeted me the other day that this lie that was going on the internet, this lie on the internet that the Second Amendment was passed to keep slaves from having uprisings, okay? This was a little thing going on now that they were saying now that that's why the Second Amendment, a bunch of racists who passed the Second Amendment. And there was a rapper the other day who was talking about how the Second Amendment, that, you know, blacks needed it to protect themselves from white people. He was quickly shunned by the left, and he since walked back his comments because the left, how dare you suggest the Second Amendment could be anything around self-defense. But let's go to the facts, shall we? First of all, this is Larry King on his, this was found by TMZ, I guess now. But Larry King, you didn't hear this anywhere else because he has a show on Russia TV, RT. Nobody watches the show RT. Nobody even knows Larry King has a show on RT, except Larry King and maybe Putin. I guess Putin knows too. So this is, you talk about sending disinformation or misinformation. Here we go.
Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens is advocating...
I favor changing the Second Amendment.
Well, he's saying repeal the Second Amendment.
Yeah, repeal it. Right in.
You think so?
It's poorly written.
Can't we just...
The Second Amendment is poorly written.
Sure. So you'd like to just rewrite it.
What they mean by militia.
Right.
You know who started the Second Amendment? It was Southern senators, so they could ward off slaves.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Read the history.
I don't have time right now. Can you just give me a brief background?
No, it was started eventually. They won in other areas, but Southern senators started it so they could repel slave uprisings.
Oh, okay. So in that regard...
They wanted to protect themselves against black people.
Yeah, correct. That's Second Amendment's goal. And the NRA is the worst.
I know. I was there at the Constitutional Convention. I heard the arguments from the South, those racist bastards.
Oh,
they said they wanted to do this to keep the slaves from uprising. Ah, that's why. What's a militia anyway? Ah, who needs a militia? What does that even mean? He's Nancy Pelosi's brother, I think. I think that the two of them scour the earth for virgin blood. What does that even mean?
Transylvania, you're on the air.
Yeah. Now calling from Vladistan. On RT, go Siberia. What do you think? What's a militia? Don't you wish you had one? When the commies took away all your rights, am I right? Am I right? What's the actual history here that Larry King knows nothing about? Now, this is a great piece over here at the Washington Examiner. This is written by Beckett Adams. T. Beckett Adams does a great job over there. And he quotes a piece by the Weekly Standard's Jay Cost. And this is good because this is very concise. So let's understand. I'm going to read you the pro-slavery southern states, okay, and what they did back then. All right, I'm going to read you what they did. Rhode Island, huge slave state in the South. Rhode Island is as deep south as you get, in my opinion. Like, I think deep south, I think Rhode Island, right? I think it's the deepest south you get. You ever go to Rhode Island? This is how they talk. How y'all doing? Rhode Island, this is what they proposed at the Constitutional Convention. OK, Okay? Quote, Congress shall never disarm any citizen unless such as are or have been in actual rebellion. That's what they came to the Constitutional Convention with, their suggested language. You see, the states were not going to ratify the Constitution and thus create a federal government unless the states had all kinds of guarantees for both the individual and the states from the federal government. So that's what deep southern state Rhode Island brought to the table, okay? They went with that the people have a right to keep and bear arms, that a well-regulated militia, including the body of the people capable of bearing arms, is the proper, natural, and safe defense of a free state. New Hampshire, same thing. Congress shall not disarm any citizen. I love the language. And then, of course, the slave state of New York, the huge southern slave state of New York. Quote, that the people have a right to keep and bear arms, that a well-regulated militia, including the body of the people capable of bearing arms, is the proper, natural, and safe defense of a free state. That would be three of seven northern states that call for a right to keep and bear arms in their recommended amendments. Three other northern states, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey, call for no amendments. So, because they were southern racist states too. Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. Duh. So this is also particularly interesting. You could Google this. You could Google New York proposed amendments to the Constitution 1788. But first thing Larry King would ask is, what's Google? Jay in Vladistan, what do you think Google is? It's remarkable to me that the slave states took over the Second Amendment. They came to the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia and said, we got to make sure we have guns so they don't have any uprisings. And then Rhode Island went, yeah, man, that's cool, even though we're all abolitionists up here, but why not? Let's do it. Rhode Island is not in the South. I was wrong on that. My geography stinks. Worse than my history. My geography is terrible. Rhode Island apparently is a northern state, as is New Hampshire, and as is the state of New York. I was wrong on that. Okay. Connie is in Narberth. Connie, how are you?
I'm doing well, Rick. I've been tweeting to you a lot today, which I don't normally do. But I don't know if you remember the movie, Hillary's America, the movie that Dinesh D'Souza produced and played in. Dom Giordano had a bunch of listeners go see the movie. But in that movie, and in history, which Dinesh's movie was true to history, it was the Southern Democrats who did not want blacks owning guns. Because if they had guns, they could protect themselves, and they couldn't fight the Southern Democrats.
Well, that's true, but it has nothing to do with the passing of the Second Amendment. You know?
No, but you were talking about the Southerners and gun rights, and it was the Southern Democrats who did not want black
That's very, very true. But Larry King doesn't want to make that point. Connie, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You have a great day. But the Second Amendment had nothing to do with slavery. I mean, nothing to do with slavery. It was completely about preserving individual and states' rights. Now, granted, slaves were not considered to be citizens back then. So they were not considered to be full voting citizens. That was not the way it was. It's a shame. Obviously, it's America's great original sin. But nevertheless, it was not done. They didn't sit around in the halls of Congress back then, the Continental Congress, and go, we got to make sure we have guns so there's no slave uprisings. That's just stupid history revisionism. But you know why it's done that way? It's because if they can make it racist, right? They can make the Second Amendment racist, then they have more reason to overturn it. This is what they do with everything. Everything's racist. Everything's racist. So that's a racist point. Oh, you know what else? The First Amendment. Did you know the First Amendment was passed so that Southern slave owners could yell at their slaves? Did you know that? Or so that slaves couldn't yell back at them? Why not go with that? Why not run around and distort the First Amendment as being a pro-slavery amendment as well? Do that. Why not? Oh, the guns. That's right, the guns. That was their big tool. And yes, Larry King actually goes on there and says it, but he's not the only one. He's not the only one who says this stuff. One more time, Larry King, if you would, please.
Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens is advocating...
I favor changing the Second Amendment.
Well, he's saying repeal the Second Amendment.
Yeah, repeal it and write a new one.
You think so?
Repeal it and write a new one. He sounds like he's half in the bag, doesn't he?
Sure.
So you'd like to just rewrite it.
What they mean by militia.
Right.
What they mean by militia?
It was Southern senators.
Southern.
So they could ward off slaves.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Read the history.
I don't have time right now. Can you just give me a brief background?
No, it was started eventually they won in other areas, but Southern senators started it so they could repel slave uprisings.
Oh, okay. So in that regard...
They wanted to protect themselves against black people.
Yeah, correct. That's Second Amendment's terrible. And the NRA is the worst.
The worst. The worst. And all those northern states got guns, too, because they didn't realize what was happening. So when all those northern states fought the southern states who had the guns, and the northern states fought them with the Second Amendment, because those militias... What is a militia? How do you like my pants? I got a crease. I crease my pants now. But again, this is the history of the Second Amendment being passed. Like all the Bill of Rights was done because the states wanted to make sure that the federal government did not trample on individual liberty and rights, period. But if you can make it racist, you have one more advantage that you can use then to turn around and say it has to go because it's racist, because the history of it is racist. Even though all these southern, northern racist states like Rhode Island and New Hampshire were the ones most heavily advocating for it. Do you know New Hampshire had a slogan at the time? I think they still do. Live free or die, right? So New Hampshire, they were particularly concerned about being disarmed by Washington, by the federal government. So that's why they put that language in there. Very, very intense language, I think. And then Rhode Island, that the people have a right to keep and bear arms, that a well-regulated militia, including the body of the people capable of bearing arms, is the proper, natural, and safe defense of a free state. They wanted to make sure the whole damn state was free, and they wanted to make sure that the people had guns to protect themselves and protect the state. Who would they be protecting the state of New Hampshire from? Slaves. No, who would they be protecting the state of New Hampshire from? They would be protecting the state of New Hampshire from, wait for it, the federal government. Or maybe another state. Imagine that. 855-839-1210, #1210, and a cell, cbsphilly.com/rich, and on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Glad you are here. Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zeoli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot. I hate this David Hogg kid. I don't even know him. I just can't stand this guy. He's the little kid running around. You're not allowed to attack him because then they'll come after you. But he tweeted out today, focus less on fear and more on facts. Then we can save lives in this country together. Carl Gustav on Twitter, your words, David, writing back, your words, these actual words of David Hogg, okay? Called out, quote, pathetic effers that want to keep killing our children, saying Senator Marco Rubio took $1.05 for every student's life in Florida, and then calling the National Rifle Association, quote, child murderers. So, again, but, you know, if he says those things, bow, you can't say anything back. He's a kid. He's a survivor. But he says those things, and then, he's allowed to say those things. You can't criticize him for saying those things. He can say those things. And then he turns around and goes, focus less on fear and more on facts. Then we can save lives in this country together. Facts like the Second Amendment was passed because of a slave uprisings. The Constitutional Convention, Southern white states, Southern white people, whiter than me. Whiter than me. Chris says, mocking 84-year-old Larry King, you should fish in a barrel too. Sure. I got to eat. Guy's got to eat. I'm not mocking him because he's 84 years old. I'm mocking him because he's a dumbass, man. And I'm doing his voice. I'm not doing it because he's old. I'm doing it because he's an idiot. This isn't ageism. This is the fact that he is distorting our Constitution and lying about our history. And if that's difficult for you, sir, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know really what to say, but I mock everybody. Maybe you're new to the show. Thanks for listening. I do bad impressions of everybody, old and young, if they deserve them. Larry King's an idiot. So here, I won't do the voice. Play it again. I won't make any comments about his voice. Go ahead.
Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens is advocating...
I favor changing the Second Amendment.
Well, he's saying repeal the Second Amendment.
Yeah, repeal it. Right in.
You think so?
It's poorly written.
Can't we just...
The Second Amendment is poorly written.
Sure.
So you'd like to just rewrite it.
What they mean by militia.
Right. Okay, all right, stop. I have the answer. Militia is a group of people who go to Cracker Barrel in the South. Get me more of that militia. It's delicious some time of year. You put it on a little brisket. Militia is delicious. Militia. Okay, so now I won't make fun of him for any other reason, all right? Delicious. Delicious. Brant is in Richboro. Brant, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks, Rich, for taking my call. I was wondering, did you ever see the movie called The Free State of Jones with Matthew McConaughey?
Did not.
It's a great movie. It's a true story about Newt Knight in the South. He was a Confederate deserter who hung out in the swamps with runaway slaves, and they launched guerrilla tactics against the Confederates in the Deep South. It's a really powerful movie, underrated. And after the war, all the freed slaves were gone out registering everybody Republicans. And, of course, the Democrats responded with white sheets and torches and stuff like that. But the blacks were all armed with Matthew McConaughey, or I should say his name was Newt Knight. It's a great movie. And when they went to vote during Reconstruction, they went into a voting place and they said, yeah, we're here to get some Republican ballots. And, of course, the Democrats are like, we ain't got none of them here. So check that movie out. It's a true story.
I will check it out. Thanks.
They're launching guerrilla warfare tactics right in the heart of Mississippi.
Have you ever heard the quote? I'm going to read you this quote, okay? A man's rights rest in three boxes, the ballot box, the jury box, and the cartridge box. Have you ever heard that quote?
Oh, yes.
Frederick Douglass, one of my favorite thinkers, and also, of course, a freed slave. Thank you for the call, my friend, and for the movie recommendation. Appreciate it. Always appreciate that very much. By the way, Tom Massey of Kentucky is going to be here in a few minutes. He's a big Second Amendment supporter, a very, very big supporter of the Second Amendment, and all things of freedom and liberty. One of the last true people in the Congress, I think, who really advocates for that. Larry King will get no. I'm not going to be nice to Larry King. Why should I be nice to Larry King? He's not nice to people. No, he's not.
Is he? Does he broadcast from Russia, or he broadcasts from New York to Russia?
No, he broadcasts here, and then it goes through a satellite to Russian television. And then from there, it's beamed out all across Russia. And the Ukraine. I'm huge in the Ukraine.
He's not kidding, by the way. Russia, like, it's RT, Russian TV. Like,
yeah.
Ed Schultz is on it, too.
Vince is in Phoenixville. Yes, Vince.
Hey, I love the Larry King impersonation screen. Phoenixville, go ahead with your call, please. Hey, that other guy is projecting. He's projecting that if you're over what age, that we shouldn't take you seriously. He's the one that's got age discrimination, not you. Don't you think?
You're right. Well, I'm looking at some of his tweets. He's obviously a giant lefty. I'm looking at some of his other tweets. So that's what they do, right? They want to make it about, you can't go after him because he's too old. Can't go after David Hoggy, he's too young. You know what I'm saying? So you can't say anything to anybody.
Right, right. And then they decide to... And I also want to know, when they decide to take advertisers off of Laura Ingraham's show, how that's furthering their cause about security in schools. Where is that connection?
Yeah, because she made a comment about David Hogg, and that's what happens. They all come after her. And then, but he's allowed to make comments. You know, he's allowed to say to people, you've got blood on your hands, and call people murderers. He's allowed to do those things, though. You see, that's how that works.
Larry King still thinks he's watching the Brooklyn Dodgers there at Ebbets Field.
You said that, not me. You ageist bastard.
Yes, I do. Phoenixville, go ahead with your call, boys.
Vince in Phoenixville, you are an ageist, sir.
Thank you.
And I was there at the Constitutional Convention. I know what I'm talking about. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Go!
So bad.
What do you think a militia is?
Larry King.
John in Vladivostok. You wish you had a militia there when Stalin was killing everybody? Am I right? Does he take calls?
No. Hello, Mr. King.
Yeah. Danielle in St. Petersburg. You wish you had the Second Amendment when Stalin was rounding up your grandparents to slaughter them? That's my question of the hour. When your family was being carted into the gulags, do you wish you had the Second Amendment?
Oh, God.
You in Novostok. I don't know any towns in Russia, so I keep saying the same one over and over again.
St. Petersburg and Moscow.
Yeah, that's all,
right?
I know. Jose, I don't think that's a Russian name. Actually, so probably not.
Vladimir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andre in the Sea of Ivan Putin.
Ivan Drago.
Ivan's on the phone. Ivan, you think they wish they had guns back in the day when Trotsky was putting people in ditches and killing them in the back of their heads? Go! All right, that's RT, Russian TV, always making sure that they do their best to undermine the Second Amendment. All right, coming up, one of my favorite guys who fights for liberty and freedom every day, Representative Tom Massey of Kentucky, straight ahead.
KCOE 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.